gents, let's have a fresh shot. Jared, over to you.
I guess we just have to start with overall. I mean, you guys control your own destiny now, and you might not have. It might not have felt like you were going to a few weeks ago, but it's got to be a much better feeling.
Yeah, it is a much better feeling, but you know, the job's not done. You know, we need a win to guarantee playoffs, right? So, with us especially playing before them. So, you know, but today I thought the performance was good. I thought we controlled possession quite well. We managed their counterattack quite well. They had a few moments in the first half. I thought second half we did a better job of managing their counter. You know, they're not an easy team to break down. We had a couple good chances, you know, Austin getting in near the end. But it was nice to get that goal. And then, you know, trying to see it out against a team that does have the ability to change on a dime, and they can be very dangerous in attack. So, you know, proud of the performance the guys put in. They had to, you know, backs against the wall a little bit, and, you know, all to play for again next weekend.
I guess just on Kevin, I mean, it's not the first time that he's actually scored a late goal like that in this stadium this year. Has he been maybe your guys' best attacker this season?
Yeah, possibly. I think he's been very dangerous. You know, he's been direct. He scored some quality goals. You know, and you know, it was a discussion. You know, the plan was to start him, and he had a bit of a tight groin. So we thought, you know, let's do the 30 minutes, and because I'm comfortable with both Clem and Austin are quality players too. So just rotate him to give him a bit of rest, and so he could come in and be sharp. And boy, did he come in and change the game.
Tom, Nashi, it was a. That was kind of an interesting substitution, how you brought in Kev for Clem, and that winger combination has been so good this year. But, you know, obviously it paid off pretty well today. Maybe just your thoughts on what was going through your mind when you made those changes.
Yeah, I thought Clem was getting a bit tired. He was dropping deeper, so he wasn't really getting behind as much at that moment. And, you know, yeah, I thought he had a good game, but I think his impact in the game was lessening, whereas Austin, I think, still had an engine and still was running. So I decided to switch Austin to switch wings and put Kevin in. You know, and at the time I thought as well, I made the sub, that was the Osazi sub at the same time. I thought, you know, Brian's done really well against Ottawa this year. And, you know, that was perfect time to kind of change things up and try to get something. So, yeah.
And this season and last season as well, obviously it was great team performance. But on a personal level for you, how much does this mean, you know, for someone who hasn't had playoff success with York, and maybe you can, you know, prove yourself, you go out and win at Vancouver next week?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not trying to worry about the playoffs, just trying to worry about the game in front of you in a lot of ways, right? I think, correct me if I'm wrong, I think that's the first time York in 5 years has won 10 games in a season. So it's another step, you know, forward for the club, I think. Anyway, quality performance, and just happy to be going to Vancouver next week with our destiny in our hands. It's not going to be an easy game. They've been flying. They're a good team. They, you know, like us last year when they hit the turn and made some additions, they've been flying. So, you know, not going to be an easy game, and especially at their place, but, you know, all to play for.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Brandon. I know we saw walking down the pitch there, but is Noah okay after that sub?
I believe so. I mean, we'll find out more tomorrow, I think. He's feeling better already, so we think it cramped, and we don't think he pushed it too far. So we think it was more cramping at that point. So been out for a couple weeks, right? So I thought he had a really, really good game today for a youngster. I think it was a top performance when we needed it.
And as I mentioned earlier, you guys now control your own destiny. Just how much of a lift off your shoulders is it to know that, you know, you're not having to worry about, especially with the games being at different times on last match day, you know, that factor of going to the game not knowing if you guys control it or not?
Yeah, I mean, it's a funny. I understand that, you know, in our league it's tough to have all the games at the same time, which would be nice to have. But, you know, we play Friday, and if we can win, we're in. If we don't win, if we draw or tie, we have to sit and wait and sit and wait for our destiny. So, you know, but it's all to play for, and there's a lot of teams still playing for something, right? So Ottawa's going to a game trying to still stay in the playoffs, and Forge is going to try to get second place, right, to seal it up. So it'll be an exciting last weekend of the season, and, you know, we just got to go out and put a the same type of performance in today and, you know, go for it.
It's still significant to be 21 minutes for you guys to go next week. Is there any sort of thought towards that and potential changes in the lineup from, say, today?
You know what? I've not really thought about it. We got 90 minutes in, so I think that leaves us with a game in 36 minutes, something like that, or 32. So, you know, we'll get it because we have to. I've not really thought beyond this performance today and just talking to the guys now. We'll figure out how to tackle that during the week.
Any other questions?
What about today's game, late in the night?
I think that we stuck at it. You know, I thought we had a good start, and, you know, even with their transition moments, we stuck at it. We believed in what we were doing, and we kept trying to overload them in wide areas, and we got some good balls in, got some chances, but I thought we cleaned some things up the second half. That I thought we were more in control in a lot of ways, and we never opened up too much to give them that goal on the counter. We did enough to, even though they had chances in counter, but we didn't open up too much that we limited them shots from, you know, a little bit of distance where, you know, gives Nico a chance.
I just went into Charlie's question. He said the job is still not done. And we saw the celebration from the bench and everyone inside, you know, the stadium. How do you intend to maintain or control the excitement ahead of that final game in Vancouver? Because, I mean, games between the two sides have been very, very close.
Yeah, I mean, you know, talked about it. We had a chat just now, addressed the players, and, you know, brought up a lot of good things, but, you know, made them aware that the job's not done, right? So they have a day off tomorrow, and we'll get back at it Tuesday. But, you know, I think it's just a relief off everyone's shoulders getting the win today, especially getting it late. So you understand the excitement, but yeah, we have to come back down to earth. You can't. We have to go to Vancouver with the right mindset. We've been good on the road this year, but still, it's not going to be an easy task. We know that, you know. And if we don't win, we have to sit and wait for the other result and over and out.
And you mentioned that Kev is probably the best, you know, attacking player for the season. I would like to go one further. The start of the season, we were talking about how Parry was consistent and playing in various roles and putting in great shift. Do you think Kev
to he's got to be in the conversation, definitely. You know, I think there's been a lot of guys this year that have been consistent and done well. I think Paris has had a really good year as well. He's been consistent for us. You know, obviously he doesn't get the accolades because he's not scoring goals, but he's played a number of positions and filled in real well. You know, Kevin, you know, Mo's had a decent year for most standard, but still, you think he's still leading the team in scoring. So he's had a good year. So there's guys that put in good years, but Kevin has to be near the top of the list for me. I think he's been fantastic. And, you know, the output offensively is really good from Kevin, but I don't know if people realize the defensive work rate he has and how good he is. I think he's probably one of the best defensive wingers in the league.
Tom, I just have one more. These last few matches, maybe you mentioned Mabouli, you missing just a bit of a spark with him. How important was it for you guys today to have him returning from that red card suspension?
Yeah, I think it's important. He's quality. I think at times today we needed to find him more on the ball because he can unlock defenses. But he's big for the group. He always puts in a shift, and he's a quiet leader. So it was really good to have him back, and you know, he's we're more better and fluid offensively when he's in the team.
Thank you.
Martin, just since you've come to the team as a head coach, I'm sure you've seen the attendance some weeks better than others, but in your opinion, how is today, just the stakes and that goal and the moments and the atmosphere, like, how important is it going forward for this club to build the passion factors?
Yeah, absolutely. It's very important. I thought the crowd was great today, you know, especially with Ottawa traveling with a bunch as well. But I thought the stands looked pretty full. A good attendance for us. And, you know, our supporters club was loud and into it. So I think it was a great atmosphere. You know, if you get atmospheres like that on a consistent basis, then more and more people will come, right? So, you know, this club has to do some work, you know, in the community still. We got to get better at that. We understand that. But, yeah, it was a great atmosphere today. The fans showed up in force, and, you know, it shows you that it's a good place to be when you get the crowds.
Rob, you this season you just have such a good record against Ottawa. It's 3 wins and a tie, was told earlier.
Yep.
So I remember the other home game that you beat Ottawa. You were down 5 players with the pride thing, and I just thought how appropriate. Out there at halftime with the big checks for the group, but that you could be down 5 players, and then this week you put the team together with a selection of everybody. But what is it, and even going on the road against Ottawa, that you've done so well against just that team as opposed to some others?
Yeah, I mean, this league, it's a funny league in a lot of ways, because the parity is so close, and some matchups are better than others for certain reasons. You know, we matched up well this year with both Ottawa and Halifax, right? 2 teams we're fighting with, and you know, they're all close games. They're not, except for the first one, maybe in Halifax, but they're all close games, and quality teams. But you know, I think you're seeing more and more with what Vancouver's doing now, this late in the season. Valor's a quality team, just struggle in front of net this year. So I think the parity in the league's fantastic. It makes it exciting every week. You know, any team can beat any team. So, but yeah, sometimes matchups work in your favor and sometimes they don't. We've had we've had the better performances against them this year and been able to take 10 points out of 12. So it's great. And you know, now we got to turn to a Vancouver, a different beast, and try to tackle them.
Was there something that, I mean, the word must get around the league that within this last month to say, oh, watch Ottawa, the last 10 minutes, throw everything at them because they've lost so many, dropped so many points.
Is
there something like extra gear or turn it up to 11, you know, like,
yeah, I mean,
like that?
You know, sometimes you're a little unlucky. I partway through the year, I think we were at 7 goals in the last 15 minutes. You know, and maybe like 5 in the last 10 for us, and now we've been able to get better in those moments to see out games. But I think sometimes, you know, don't get me wrong, I think they're a quality team and very organized. But sometimes you defend a long time, you can, you know, that one chance, you know, one let down, that one mistake can hurt you. But I mean, they're a very dangerous team, and they give a lot of teams troubles. But we've done well against them in the last 2 years for whatever reason. So, but they've been quality games and exciting games. And this year, especially for us, we've been able to come on top.
2 things.
Mm-hmm.
You and Forge, good teams in the league. But when you take the lead in games, you're unbeaten.
Right.
One of your biggest mantras, keep a clean sheet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is this like a definitive Martin Nash team performance right to this afternoon?
Yeah, I'd like, you know, I think we leaked way too many goals this year, so it was nice that I thought we had a solid performance. I think Nico stepped up big. He got called upon for one big save early against Verhoeven. But, you know, I mean, Nate stepped up on Austin too, so, but I think it was a great performance, a team performance, and it's something that we need to build from. Yeah, it was good that we were able to see all the clean sheet. We've not had one for a while.
You mentioned for the last couple of weeks, cup finals. This had all the hallmarks of cup final, you know, right down to a dramatic winning goal.
Yeah.
What does that tell this group about playoff situations if they're to get that far? Because that seemed like a playoff game to me.
Yeah, it was. I think it was a playoff type atmosphere because both teams needed it. They went in, they're in, and we needed to not lose to stay in it, right? So now that we were able to win, it kind of puts a bit of pressure on them, hopefully. But with us playing a different time, they can sit back and they know what they need on Saturday if they're still in it. So yeah, it was a great atmosphere, but we gotta keep playing because every game from today on is a playoff game for us, right? So we lose almost and we're out. So.
Any other questions in the room, guys? Can we finally let this man go? All right. Thanks, Gaffer.
No problem, guys. Just getting old.
Thanks,
haircut?
Yeah,
that's
Ridwan, first time we've seen you.
Ridwan, back been, again, my friend.
You've been leaving.
I'd really love
Yeah, there you go. Where you been all year? First, jeez.
Thanks, guys.
Go sit
Charles, Vancouver. Good luck, though.